Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tobias Harris over me?
Yeah, today felt like the right day for this one. A What If Wednesday.
Ooh,
on the Midday Show. Well, today is one that I think people have wondered since the minute it happened, Hugh, and that is, what if the Sixers chose Jimmy Butler? Now, I do think we have to reframe this, because it's been framed as Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris. That really wasn't the decision. It was Jimmy Butler or Ben Simmons.
Yeah, that's what I.
Yeah, that's really what it was. And then Tobias just happened to be re-signed along with the whole process and the whole thing they did there. And clearly now, in retrospect, because we are past the iteration of Ben and then past the iteration of what they traded Ben for in James Harden, it was a mistake. They would have been better off just keeping Jimmy Butler. Now, here's the question. What if? Like, what would have happened to the Sixers franchise had they kept Jimmy Butler? So they would have paired Butler and Embiid for the last, you know, handful of seasons.
I would at least think making it to the finals at least once.
That is my first thought, too.
Yeah,
I don't
at least make it to the finals.
I am not positive there actually would be a championship here. Jimmy hasn't won one, and Embiid is struggling in the playoffs.
Yeah, Jimmy's gone farther so far in his career than Embiid. Yeah.
So we're talking about four full seasons with Jimmy gone, and this is the fifth one now. Here are the teams that won the Eastern Conference in those years. Jimmy Butler in the bubble, then the Bucks, then the Celtics, and then Jimmy Butler again. Would one of those four have been the Sixers? Would we have had an NBA Finals appearance if Butler had stayed?
Feels like it.
I think yes. Now, obviously, a lot of other things would have changed, right? Like, what would they have done with Ben? I mean, that's the other part of this. What could they have traded Ben for at that time to add to this team? Like, they could have created the best team in the NBA if things had broken the right way and they made the right trade. I'm not sure they would have made the right trade. I mean, this team made a lot of mistakes. I just feel like now that we know what we know, Hugh, so much would be different, including, think about the way we talk about Joel Embiid. If he has been to the finals, we probably wouldn't talk about him the same way.
Not in the way that we have been. And then you have another guy that doesn't mind deferring, I would think, and not mind taking over when it's needed to be take over. It's Jimmy Butler.
You know,
I'm with that.
Think about how much just bad nights we would have saved ourselves from. Like the Game 7 against the Hawks that Hugh brought up. That game wouldn't have happened.
No, because Jimmy would have taken over.
Harden and Embiid last year in Game 7 on Mother's Day, just ruining Mother's Day for everyone. That wouldn't have happened last year. Now, again, there's so many different butterfly effects. Do they draft Tyrese Maxey? I don't know. There might be a total different draft pick, and the whole thing is different. But my gut is, yes, they would have appeared in the NBA Finals out of the Eastern Conference.
Wouldn't have as much trepidation as we had.
No. So Jimmy has been in two of the last four NBA Finals since he left. Giannis was in one of the others, and the Celtics in the other. Kyle, your gut on this, if Jimmy stayed, would the Sixers have at least made a Finals?
I would say we become the Philadelphia third rounders as opposed to the Philadelphia second rounders.
So close.
Yeah, I don't think Jimmy Butler's like an automatic ticket to the NBA Finals. Like, we did have him in 2019 on this team. Like, we have evidence of what it was like with Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler.
But Joel's a better player now than he was
but
then.
Yes, but the Sixers around those two players were better than they are this year, right now. I think
Ben was still viable.
Sure,
Redick was a good
shooter. Like, the one holdup I have about this whole thing is that we had, like, a coach who was a moron. And that might have held us back a little bit.
That's a good point. It certainly would have. Well, hold on. He also might have been gotten out of here earlier if Jimmy was here.
I've been around a long time. Trust that.
Yeah, well, I'll trust that. All right, let's lower the bar. All right, you say third round. So we all agree they would have been out of the second round? We've been past that?
I think so.
I would think so, yeah. I think so.
Just, like, I think it's almost addition by subtraction without Ben that year where he folded against the Hawks. Like, and even James Harden last year.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you said it. It's not even the longing for Jimmy. It's that we wouldn't have had to watch Ben and Harden in the playoffs.
It's the people you don't have to deal with.
Right. They played like they rolled over like dogs in those games. The game 7 that Hugh brought up against Atlanta is the worst moment I've ever seen an NBA player
That was bad. That was hard to watch.
I mean, he couldn't dunk over. He just was standing.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
I will not. And then Harden last year, quit.
Yeah, they both. That game seven was rough.
That was a rough day. It was awful.
It was awful. It was awful.
Well, hopefully tonight we start changing all that. Our what if Wednesday there, if Jimmy Butler had stayed, I think they would have made a finals. Kyle thinks third round. He was with me at least one finals appearance. The last 4 years, Jimmy's made two finals, Celtics won, and the Bucks won. 215-592-9494. It's How You Hop Board. A lot to discuss here on the Sixers tonight. Confident, nervous, where do you lie on the game tonight? I think we all agree it's a legacy game for Joel. I mean, this is a standalone game.
You got to get it done. Get her done.
Has to. He has to play great tonight, especially because I keep hearing he's healthy. He's fully healthy and all those things. Well, all right, we'll dominate tonight. Dominate like the player that we expect you to be. And the path is clear for the Sixers. If they could get through this game, it is a challenging series against the Knicks, but a winnable one. And they'll beat the Bucks or the Pacers in the second round if they get there. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Hey, Joe.
What up, Joe?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Joe.
You know, some of your coworkers say sometimes if you're scared, get a dog. And I think you need to get a dog, Joe, because you know, I watched the Heat recently, and Rozier was not in the lineup. And if Tyler Hero has to be the point guard, then we're the Sixers are in real good shape. Because, you know, he reminded me the way that Kolick from Marquette used, like, the probe, used to probe the defense, come back out. But he had so many turnovers in that game that I watched of him. You know, I know he's a scorer and all, but he's no point guard. And if he runs the point tonight rather than Butler, like I said, the Sixers are going to expose him.
Well, I hope you're right. Joe, I do agree with you that Rozier not being in there is certainly a loss for them. He's helped them since he got there. And I'll say this. I already have a dog, Joe, and she's scared tonight too. So we're scared together.
Yeah, well, you know, Rozier had hurt when he was with Boston. He hurt the Sixers because they had nobody to guard him then, you know. You know, with one of the commentators I was listening to, I always wanted to see Paul Reed play a little bit opposite with Lynn Bede in the lineup. And you know, apparently in one of these games that did happen a little bit. And I'll tell you why. When they match up with down the line, hopefully they're going to match up with Boston, they have to know how are they going to defend Tatum, Brown, and that guard White. Because that White kills us.
He's a very good player. I think he's one of the more underrated players in the league. He's a good player,
yeah,
Derek White.
And, you know, I think Nurse, but Joe, you take notice what he always does to us. He goes to the offensive glass, White does. Gets many rebounds. And hopefully with Nurse as the coach, they'll expose when he goes to the board that we're going to have our guard. So that means there's only Holiday back there. Well, we got to get the board and get the fast break going, you know, with him going to the glass, because you can go watch over his many games that he played against the Sixers. Besides hitting the outside shot, he likes to go to the offensive boards, and they gotta punish him when he does that.
I agree. I mean, it's the kind of thing that I'm sure Nick Nurse will notice and adjust to. Something that Doc wouldn't do. And Joe, we appreciate it. Good phone call. And that's why, like, you think about the runway in the Eastern Conference. If the Sixers get the win over Miami, they beat the Knicks, they win the next series, I think there will be a feeling that they are ready to compete and beat the Celtics then. I just want a month to get this thing ready to beat the Celtics.
Yeah, and you want a month to get Joel Embiid's, you know, get him up to speed, if you will.
Yeah.
But I think the confidence is there. I think the confidence is there with his teammates, knowing that the big fella is the sun, and they're the planets that evolve around the sun. So I think it's that. We just need to get him up to speed, man. I just go back to the time when he came back and the guys were excited, and how they've been playing in games that he's missed. They play with a little bit more enthusiasm. They're fun to watch now. When Joel Embiid was hurt and he wasn't out there,
it was bad.
It was tough. Yeah. It was a tough thing to watch. But now that he's here, they know that the Calvary's coming. I just feel like everything is going to fall in line for them. And I don't think that his teammates are going to allow Joel Embiid to have some of those games like he had last year.
Well, and also he has to will himself through bad moments. It's what Joel has struggled with in the past. It's not talent. It's not ability. He just he gets down. Like, when things go bad, like, go back to the Game 7 last year against the Celtics. He just checked out mentally, right? Like, he's got to fight through. There's going to be a moment tonight, maybe first quarter, maybe second quarter, where the Heat take a five-point lead. It's probably going to happen. Just fight through it. Like, don't put your head down. Fight through it. Go make a play. Don't compound mistakes. Because that's what happened. That Boston game in Game 7 last year, the game wasn't that far out of hand.
No, and it fell apart towards the end.
I forget what it was, like a 10 or 15 minute span of real time. The lead went from like Celtics by 8 to Celtics by 28. It was like, what just happened here? It was like crazy because they let it get out of hand. Tonight shouldn't get like that. The Heat aren't that great. They're a play-in team, as Kyle said, for a reason. So just fight through the tough moments, and the Sixers should win. They're better.
Yeah, and plus, I think when they were talking about who's going to probably be the point guard, Patty Mills is going to probably have to come in and take who was he talking about? Rozier's out. But looking at the lineup, Tyler Hero is probably going to run the point, and Patty Mills is going to come in and play that shooting guard. He's only averaging like 4 points a game.
So well, yeah, I expect Butler to handle the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it's not Butler. Primarily has the ball in his hand the whole game.
You know what the funny thing is that hasn't been brought up at all today?
What's that?
The Heat are a play-in for now the second year in a row. Last year they were the 8th seed. Does anyone remember why the Miami Heat were the 8th seed?
Well, the only way you become the 8th seed is either you're 9-10 and you work your way to 8, or you're 7-8 and you work your way backwards.
Yeah. The Heat did the latter and lost to the Atlanta Hawks in a 1-game play-in for the 7 seed last year. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to point that out for everyone who's like shaking in fear about playoff Jimmy Butler, who couldn't even beat the Atlanta Hawks in Miami, by the way. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's a good point to bring up.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted
so
to get
that
out
there. So they lost to a team they were better than in the 7-8 game.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of why I'm nervous. That could happen.
Yeah, I'm not nervous.
It's a good point, though, by Kyle. This team is the Heat are a weird team where they never seem to dominate the regular. Actually, 2 years ago they were the 1 seed, but
like they're taking off, and then they surge in the playoffs.
Yeah,
they stagger their years. This we got them in an off year. We should all be throwing a parade.
Yeah, that's true. We did get him in off. When's the on year for Joel in the playoffs?
Hopefully it's this year.
Oh. This year, baby.
Hopefully it's this year.
Let's go.
Hopefully
year 10. Let's
go, Hugh.
I'm with it.
I am with it.
All right. Omar is in Delaware. What's up, Omar?
Gentlemen, how you doing today?
What's good, up, Omar. What's up?
Listen, man, I'm not worried about those guys. Jimmy right now, he's done, man. He's at the end of his career. He doesn't have any lift. He doesn't have any explosive. If you guys ever notice, whenever he gets to the lane, he's just pump faking now, trying to draw contact, like Kyle Lowry.
Well, I would say he's not – Kyle Lowry's more washed than Jimmy, but I hear your point. The athleticism isn't what it was 5 years ago. I know.
Right. He's just trying to bait the refs and bait people into fouling, but he is still a dog. I'm gonna give him that. He's still a competitor, but, NBA is about talent.
It's windshield wipers?
It sounds like wipers.
It's raining out there.
Sorry. It's my windshield wipers. I'm driving.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Safety first.
Omar, you need to go get some more wipers, dog. Like, seriously.
You know, man, one of these days, when I get y'all salad, I'm
going to
go ahead and do that.
No, you know what, Omar? You're not about to do that. Wipers don't cost. That's about 20 bucks, dog.
20 bucks. Anyway, but yeah, and so I'm not scared at all tonight. I ain't scared at all. And the other thing about if Jimmy would have stayed, you know, there's a lot of moving parts on that one.
Sure.
And the other thing I'll just say, you know, we had to look at the coaches. And you know, if he would have stayed with Brett Brown, had stayed because Brett Brown was getting outcoached every single postseason.
My guess is Brett would have been out of here sooner if Jimmy was here. Jimmy would have got him out.
Yeah, but I would say we would at least got to one Eastern Conference Finals.
I would definitely. I mean, if not, then they would have been crazy. Because the two of them together should have got there. Omar, we appreciate it. Go get those windshield wipers checked out.
Yeah, you got to get some windshield wipers.
Well, it's just Omar. For personal safety. I mean,
Omar talked. But then he go try to say, Omar, I mean, the windshield wipers don't cost that much. You can go like to what's that?
AutoZone
or someone like
I got to tell you, like, that's something that would wear me down if I were in my car and my windshield wipers constantly sounded like that. I'd lose it.
To be fair, it's probably because it's like sprinkling and they get a little dry, and that's probably what the wipe is.
And he just had them on full.
And it was like kind of dry, so it probably was that. But yeah, that would be a little bit annoying.
I'd be taking action.
That's the kind of noise that it can grate.
That
on
has
you. I mean, it was grating on us just for a 2-minute phone call.
I mean, I was about to lose it back here.
So I got to push back a little bit on the idea that Jimmy's fully washed. He's not fully washed.
No, I don't understand. But people's definition of washed is different. because Kyle said Belichick was washed.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, so I mean, everybody has,
well, I actually think Belichick's closer to washed than Bob.
Hugh Douglas washed.
as a player, yeah, totally washed.
I mean, does you do anything for us?
You washed 2 decades ago.
He just wanted to play that cut, man.
I mean, what are we paying for?
Washed rankings, okay? Hugh number one, Belichick two, Jimmy three.
Catches strays. Pew, pew, pew.
Here's the thing. I do agree that Jimmy's not as athletic as he used to be. He did shoot a career high from three. He's got that more of an old man game now where he'll just stand out there and knock some threes down. So that's more of a worry tonight than him going to the
basket. All of his other numbers down, though. Sure.
So his three-point percentage is way up. He was never a really good three-point. And this year is over 40%. Shooting percentage down from last year. His free throw percentage, about the same as last year. Yeah, some of the numbers are down. Assists are a little down. Rebounds a little down. Yeah, I would say he's declining, right? I mean, he had 22.9 points again last year. This year, 20.8. Yeah, he's 34 now. I mean, we're moving away. I think last year was Butler's last run. I mean, I don't think, even if the Heat, you know, whatever, they win tonight or they win get the eight seed, I don't think this Heat team's going to make a big run again. It's just I'm nervous for one game. If the Sixers played the Heat in a 7-game series, I would feel a lot better. I don't think the Heat really
can compete. It's just this one night.
Yeah, it's because it's the nature of the way the setup is. One night changes a lot. Robert in Germantown. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Robert. How are you?
Well, you know, just working in the bunker, listening to the three of you, having a merry old time, as always.
Well, we appreciate that. We're having a merry old time, too. What are you thinking?
Well, I agree with you on Hassan Reddick. Of course, I've said that before. I mean, it's a totally unacceptable answer that he gave. I mean, come on, really? I mean, what I don't understand, guys, answer me this. If you're playing on a contract, you have a year to go, and you're that age, why wouldn't you play no matter what and show the world that you're worth a bigger contract? Why would the Eagles not keep him if they had under control for a year?
Maybe
he was such a malcontent. I mean, that's the only plausible reason they just figured they had to get rid of this guy. He was just too damaging to what they're trying to do culture-wise.
Yeah, Tommy didn't favor Hassan Reddick as far as that's concerned because he's on the wrong side of 30. And unfortunately, you know, they'll tell you what you want to hear until it's time to negotiate, and you're going to turn 30, and that's not going to really be great for you.
Yeah, Robert, I think the Eagles would have won a stare down eventually, just the way the NFL rules work with the holdouts. Like, he would have had to come back and play. Now, I'm not saying he would have been thrilled, but like you said, he would have had to come back, and if he played well, he could have got it paid next year. So he would have played this year if they'd kept him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't understand, but, well, neither here. Who we could have traded for to go with Jimmy Butler? Here's an idea for it. Back in the day. Why didn't we trade Simmons for our guy, James Harden? That'd be fun.
Well, we lived that. Well, actually, you know, they could have maybe traded Simmons for a younger James Harden. I'm not sure how it would have worked, but maybe that could have worked. But yeah, there was a whole slew of possibilities if they moved on from Ben earlier, but they did not.
Well, tonight will tell us how serious Joel Embiid is about having any kind of legacy where he doesn't disappear in a meaningful game. I mean, but you know, the problem is, you know that Spoelstra is a very good coach. It's going to be like the college basketball championship. He's going to let Embiid have 30, 40 points. He's not going to be worried about it. My prediction is going to come down to how Tobias Harris plays, and that should scare all of us.
Oh, no, Robert. I mean, the only guy that's confident Tobias Harris is sitting to my right. I mean, that's...
No, I'm just saying,
crumble cookie.
You know, they're going to make Tobias Harris beat us. They're going to shut down Maxey penetrating. They're going to... Let Embiid have his points. They're going to force Embiid out of double teams to pass it to an open Harris all night long. If Harris hits his shots, he's going to be open, guys. We win. If Harris is a turkey and he shoots like 2 for 15 or 2 for 20, it'd be exciting.
I said he's going to have 4 tonight.
Four points. His over-under on FanDuel, and Robert, we appreciate the call, is 14.5 points.
I gave him 8.
Yeah. I will bet the under on the Tobias.
I gave him 8.
I mean, seriously, tonight, Nick Nurse should not mess around. If Tobias, it looks like he has...
He can't afford to wait around and see if he's going to get hot.
Get him off the court. They play better without him down the stretch. Your guy, Oubre, is the guy I'd rather have the ball in his hand.
Yeah, I like Kelly. I think Kelly's going to... I like Kelly the way that he plays with enthusiasm. He's been playing with a lot of enthusiasm.
Kelly has a thing about him where it's almost like he doesn't realize he's Kelly Oubre. He plays with a little more confidence than you would think based on his career.
Really? That's the way you describe it?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not Kelly Oubre. I'm LeBron James or somebody like that.
I kind of like that, though. He's got a little bravado to him. Kelly Oubre goes to the basket like he's a great player, even though he's a pretty good player.
I mean, he's been playing hard, man.
Yeah.
I gave you my prediction for Tobias.
How many again?
20.
Probably helps the fact that
it's points or minutes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Still don't know why he got beat up in Center City, though. But I don't know about that.
Yeah, we've all moved on from that. I don't know if he has.
I don't know.
Haven't moved on from the Kelly Oubre thing, but you've talked yourself into Reddick.
Because I'm nosy, and I just want to know.
So am I. I want to know why the Eagles' best defender's not here.
I just want to know why. What happened, really? How did you get beat up, Mike, in Center City?
I actually kind of forgot the whole thing happened.
I didn't.
I know. You
did a good job. That was one of the better Sixers bury jobs.
They've had to bury a lot. Let's be real.
And I just brought it back up. Shout out to Philadelphia's Finest for suppressing that story.
You think they suppressed it? I think Kelly did.
It was, he told us to move on. But I still want to know why you got beat up.
I just want him to hit the shots when he gets the shots.
Like, listen, you play well tonight, dog. I'm not going to ask that question ever again.
That's all I need.
If you don't play well tonight, 15 points, then I'm asking that question tomorrow.
15 is your number for Kelly?
Yeah. 15, and if not, then I'm asking, what happened?
Well, you should go to the game. Go be a Dave Uram. Be a dog reporter. Get down there.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
No?
I'm going to leave the hard-hitting questions to my man Dave Uram because he does such a great job of it. I just want to sit back and watch the game and enjoy it.
So I'm not quite sure if it's reporter of the year or insider of the year, but I wonder if Uram's going to give Howard a little run for his money here. I mean, when I listen to these press conferences, I'm hearing the tough questions come from Dave Uram.
But and the thing about it is, Dave could care less how you feel about it. Like that's the thing that I like about
that's
his.
That's what
questions.
I need in these reports.
He could care less. He has no ties to nobody. He just wants the questions answered. And if you don't answer him, he's going to ask another one. That's going to make you even more uncomfortable.
And while we're in the business of keeping tally, given the article that came out about the Eagles' interest in Bill Belichick.
They had real interest.
We did have Howard Eskin tell us that there was zero, none.
See, now that's petty. That's what he just did.
We keep score around.
That's what Kyle just did was petty.
It's factual.
Yeah, okay.
Is it not?
But it's petty.
Well, Howard has been called the insider of the year. Yeah. If he missed one, that hurts.
Well, just to defend myself here, you said it was petty for me to do that. If Howard had nailed it and been right, he would never let us hear the end of it.
This is true. This is true.
It's about accountability.
Yeah, this is true. I get it.
Thanks.
I'm just saying. But it is. It does underlie petty just a little bit.
So yeah, that's what we do on the show.
I'm just saying it's part of the core
listen,
values.
Listen, this station
I just felt like pointing it out.
We're the pettiest show on WIP.
Oh, no question. This station began to keep the teams accountable, but we got to watch the watchmen.
Yeah,
we got to keep each other accountable.
Yeah,
around
you.
Here.
I got you.
215-592.
Ain't said nothing about that either, huh?
Come down and beat that fat ass.
Always calling me fat, but he ain't said nothing about that, huh?
He did not. All right, we'll get to all your phone calls in the final hour. When we come back, your calls, and you know what we do. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, including a visit to the Eagles that is very interesting. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94. 94-